Glory to Jesus Christ. Probably the most important question we carry or we have as a Christians is question about future life, about eternal life. This is some kind of mystery for us, and yes, it is this desire in our soul to try to understand to how this eternal life will look like, what we can expect. And Christ today, he gives answer to this our question about eternal life when he explains what can we expect or what is eternal life. He says that eternal life is to know Father and to know him. And we can be puzzled a little bit and we say, well, it's not clear for me, what does it mean? It doesn't explain my question, what I'm looking for. I know Christ, I know Father, I know a lot of things from theology. It is eternal life, and we feel that something is missing, that we are not getting something what is essential to this understanding of this Christ's words. But many times it is not our fault. It's problem with translations and problem with understanding words in correct meaning. To know God has for us this meaning as to know something, to have knowledge about information about somebody or something. This word we understand in this way. And for sure this cannot satisfy our desire to find answer what is eternal life. But if we start to read God Bible from the beginning, we will find very soon that this word Bible understands differently. Immediately in the book Genesis, in the first chapters after fall, we can read words that Adam knew evil. And what does it mean? They mean that they made love. To know when husband knew wife in biblical language, Bible says about this really the closest intimacy between husband and wife, almost something erotical, and Bible says about this explosion or this almost ecstasy there, which gives life. And if we read more, we see that it repeats again, that Bible understands this word to know as a have the deepest, more intimate relationship between persons. So if Christ is trying to explain us eternal life, he is using this biblical language. He says that eternal life is that you are going to have this, the most intimate, most firm, most closest relationship with Father and with me. And as the saints say, who had some kind of this taste, it's this beatific vision, they 47, they said that, well, they even didn't want to return back. One saint, when he had this experience, he stopped to do everything what he was doing to that day, because he said, it's nothing. Everything what I did for God is nothing if you compare it with, if I compare it with what I tasted. Saint Paul, he says that he considered everything like almost like for trash because of knowledge of God. And we have, through centuries of history of church, we have this confirmation through life of saints, through life of those who really gave whole life to God, that this is something what is so great that it's impossible to describe with words, this knowledge of God. And still it stays mystery for us, but we probably are getting this understanding, what does it mean to be with God, to have soul in this deepest awe and wonder and maximum happiness and joy in some moment that we cannot taste it now because we would wish to die to get it. God prepares us wonderful future to be with Him if we choose Him. And we are doing that because we are here. And we came and we, with this desire, what can I do more, you know, to come closer to this relation, to closer to this eternal life, to have this real relationship with God, what I am supposed to do. And we know what to do. We are just don't follow that many times. But let's remind ourselves a few things we can do to come closer to this really wonderful relationship with God. And I will use this commemoration, Holy Father, of First Council of Nicaea, when they were gathered to fight against heresy, which was spread among Christians because of heretical priest Arian. There are many heresies now. There are many people who spread false teaching, false ideas. If I want to have firm, deep relationship with God, I have to be careful who I am listening to. Who I am listening to. And it's because that person, that being I am listening to, is forming my heart and my mind. If I let God to form my mind and heart, that I am coming closer to Him because He wants this eternal life for me. If I am listening to somebody else, a human being who has probably can talk very well and is appealing to our emotions, but goes against God's teaching, this person is taking me away from God. And I am at the moment when I do this, God see me as a husband sees wife which is cheating on him. This is this relationship. When we listen to somebody else and God, and we follow ideas which are against God, we are cheating on God. We are unfaithful. And we cannot expect any blessings. Don't be fooled by these motivation preachers or whatever. They say, well, God takes you as you are. He loves you as you are. God loves us. But he doesn't approve when we act foolishly. And we do this as Christians. As we do this, for example, now, you know, like these laws around abortion was created. How many Christians were upset that life is protected? You know what church says about those who are against this in this case, who support abortions, who do abortions, they support others, they are excommunicated from the church. There are no Christians anymore. It means they are out. God is God of truth. And if he doesn't care, you know, that about our feelings, he says, this is true, follow this truth. If we don't follow this truth, we are going away from him. If we are going away from this relationship with God, and we are losing eternal life, because eternal life is relationship with him. If I start relationships with entities which are against God, my eternal life will be connected with these people, with these souls, with these entities, with these evil beings. And this is hell. And hell is real. We should stop to think that we don't follow the truth which was given by God, that somehow when we die, it will be changed. That God will say, oh, hey, you follow this evil thoughts, evil ideas. Okay, now come to me. It doesn't work this way. We are making choice. To be careful who we are listening to is very important. We celebrate those bishops of that council who came there together to defend and agreed. We are going to pray today. It was created there. There's a prayer. It's a prayer which has 1,700 years now. But these bishops who came, it was our patron, St. Nicholas was among them, and they said when they made procession to gathering, it was procession of invalids, bishops who carried marks of martyrdom, torture on their bodies from recent persecution of Christians. Those holy bishops, they gave witness to the truth. Even they suffered a lot of pain. To follow truth, to look for truth, to search for truth, and to follow the truth is one very important thing which we need to do if we want to enter to this relationship with God. For sure, there are many, many other steps, but well, we have next Sunday or following Sundays to talk about that. But this first important step is to choose God and to choose him as a truth and to refuse those who wants to take us away from the truth. It might be painful because we became friends with many of those false teachers. It might be painful because we liked very a lot of not good ideas which came to our mind and infected our mind and our life. But what is a little bit pain if we are going to gain eternal life, life which lasts forever? It's worthy. Amen.